This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is our Middleton grammarian, Catherine Sherrills. I've put her outside.
I've been banned.
Yes. We're social distancing, and the way we can do that and still get into the recording computer is I'm inside over an air conditioning vent. I didn't need to tell you that. You're out in the sun.
Right. Actually, it's quite shady, and I'm really sucking up the air conditioning from the window, so don't tell any of the physical plant people.
Right.
Kyle, our old friends at Mental Floss put together a list of companies that go by letters of the alphabet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, I'm not talking about KFC, which recently dropped its real name, Kentucky Fried Chicken,
right,
because the company thought people were leery of fried foods.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a difference when you walk in there, right?
Yes. Wait, this is fried?
No. Wait, you mean this bucket I just finished is fried? Okay, Kyle, what company goes by an abbreviation of a name that translates to Bavarian Motor Works?
BMW.
Yes. It stands for something I can't pronounce, Bayerische Motorin Werk, W-E-R-K-E in German. You can always tell German because it really sounds like English, right?
Right.
Which translates to Bavarian Motor Works. What company is named after its founder, whose first and middle names are Leon Leonwood?
Leonwood, so that'd be L.L. Bean.
Yes, that's good. You may know that most municipalities have an ordinance that whenever a Walgreens is built, a CVS has to be built beside it.
It looks like it, right?
No, of course not. But what does CVS stand for?
I know the V is for value.
Mm-hmm. Consumer value.
Store?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. When it was founded in 1963, CVS originally stood for that, Consumer Value Stores. At the time, it sold only health and beauty products. In 1967, it added pharmacy departments. And now they've changed the letters to mean something with surnames and stuff. Kyle, where are you likely to see the letters YKK? This has been a trivia question that's been rolling around lately.
Is that on like a zipper?
Yeah. Those letters on seemingly every zipper stand for Yoshida Kogyoi Kabusha Kakashiya. Not anywhere near what it is in Japanese, which translates to Yoshida Manufacturing Corporation. The first word refers to the founder, Tadaoa Yoshida. All right, so what company do you think were founded by Roy Allen and Frank Wright?
Oh, that's A&W.
Yeah.
I knew that, weirdly.
Which, are they even around anymore? I wonder if they've gone bankrupt.
Well, that's a good question.
Did we ever have an A&W here?
In Fayetteville? I don't know. There was one in where I grew up for a while, but it became a Dog and Suds, I think. Do you remember Dog and Suds?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I have seen the A&W in one of the, either like a Love's Box, Love's Place, or...
They're part of a truck stop thing.
Yeah, truck stop thing, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can still, I think, get the branded, canned, and bottled root beer at stores.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Okay, Kyle, what are the candies that melt in your mouth, not in your hand, called?
M&M's.
Yep, and why are they called that?
I have no idea.
Really? M&M's are named after the company's owners, which a lot of these are, right?
Sure.
Production began in 1941 in a factory in New Jersey. The two M's represent the names of Forrest M. Mars.
Oh, Mars, of course.
Senior.
Right.
The founder of the Newark Company, and Bruce Murray, son of Hershey Chocolate's president.
There you go.
What does 3M stand for?
Minnesota Manufacturing and Mining?
Uh-huh. Actually, mining and manufacturing.
Okay.
which became its legal name in 2002, 3M.
Huh.
Because they wanted to, you know.
Sure.
And it is an abbreviation for its former moniker, the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company. The national company, born in Arkansas, changed its name after a competitor sued.
What kind of company?
That's what I'm asking you. What national company, it's a food company.
Okay.
Changed its name after a competitor sued. It's usually a drive-through thing.
TCBY.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
This can't be yogurt?
That's what it originally was, but I can't believe it's yogurt. Sued them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. And won.
Mm-hmm.
And so now TCBY stands for the country's best yogurt, which is so lame. It's so sad. Sometimes I hate lawyers. No, never mind.
No, you don't.
Self-hate. Okay.
Right.
The rival frozen yogurt chain, I Can't Believe It's Yogurt, was founded 4 years before TCBY.
Oh.
And sued because it thought there would be trouble separating the two.
Well,
I mean, even you said the other one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This company had some hard times. Thought it was once a national player, but now it's down to about 20 stores. It's named after its founder, Sebastian S. Kresge. Often linked with Sears.
Kmart.
Mm-hmm. So the K stood for Kresge. Kyle, do you know what TASER stands for?
I do not.
Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle, a 1911 science fiction novel by Victor Appleton, imagined an electric gun.
Okay.
The device from the book was the inspiration for the real-life TASER.
Wow.
Kyle, had I been asked, I would have thought smart car was a generic name, like smart TV.
I just assumed it was.
Isn't smart TV generic?
Yeah, smart TV, smartphone.
Mm-hmm, yeah, smartphone. But that's not how it got its name. Do you know what it stands for?
No, because I was with you. I thought it was a generic term.
Okay, so smart car stands for Swatch Mercedes Art.
Swatch Mercedes Art? I don't even know what that means.
The smart in smart car is short for Swatch Mercedes Art, as it was a collaboration between Swatch.
The watches?
Yeah.
Or the company, maybe.
Well, yeah, the company that made the watches, but they must have sold a heck of a lot of watches. And Mercedes.
Okay.
The company began in 2008 and ceased operations in 2019, and I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
Guess they weren't as smart as they thought they were.
I guess not. That it? Milton Grimarian is Catherine Sherrills.